Well, in about 6 minutes, two astronauts will take their spacewalk. One will tinker around with the International Space Station. The other one, astronaut Robinson, will see if he can work on some of those ceramic fibers that are sticking out right there between tiles on the bottom of the space shuttle. Let's wish him well that he's able to do his job and take care of that task. Then they have another problem, too, a thermal blanket by one of the windows. They don't know if that's going to be a problem as well, too. But in less than 30 minutes, we're going to go to Richard C. Hoagland live and get an update from him on the shuttle. And also, there is a link on the coasttocoastam.com website, a live picture with some audio that NASA is providing, so you can also watch, those of you who have your computers, watch what's going on in real time. Back in a moment with Alex Jones and your questions now on Coast to Coast AM. So, Alex, what's on your plate for the next few months? What's new?
Well, I'm going to be posting the video on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of the interview I did with a member of Parliament, Michael Meacher, concerning 9/11 and the London bombings and the Iraq War, and also my interview with MI5 agent, former MI5 agent David Shaler, about government involvement, that is criminal elements within the government's involvement in the attacks over in London. Also, we're going to be fighting the implementation of this new so-called trade deal, because Central America has not adopted CAFTA yet. So just because our government passes it doesn't mean that they have to. And if they don't agree to it to the letter, then the treaty will be in violation and our government's going to have to drop it, though Bush is talking about unilaterally just lowering trade barriers, and that'll be even more unpopular. So we're going to be watching that. We're also going to be, just like you mentioned last hour, trying to expose who has the motive behind terror, really focusing on this growing threat that the controllers are hyping of suitcase nukes going off, which I do think is a very real threat. I just think that the quarters that these attacks may be coming from aren't the quarters we've been told.
Well, and I think also one of the problem spots, and one of the reasons why I was now moved into the camp to say that there's something strange here, is we have not picked up Osama bin Laden yet. Some say he's dead. I don't believe it. He's hiding out somewhere. I think these rogue people know where he is, Alex, and they don't want anything to happen to him.
Well, George, Buzzy Krongard said in January of this year, number three in the CIA at the time, he told the Times of London, it was also picked up by WorldNet Daily and the Associated Press, that we know where he is, but we're not getting him because we don't want to. I mean, top generals have said on record, you know, on national television that, oh, well, that might stop the focus of our war on terror, and so we don't want him. You know, Bush said, dead or alive, smoke him out of his holes, number one priority. And then a year and a half ago, he said, I'm not worried about bin Laden. We're not looking for him. So we've got checkpoints in Austin, Texas, because of the London bombings. I mean, it's ridiculous. While our border's wide open. But then, so I've got to give my freedoms up for some so-called security, which, of course, I won't get. I'll get tyranny. My children have to grow up in a third-world police state. But meanwhile, my government doesn't want bin Laden. I mean, it just shows what a, listen, there's a travel advisory for South Texas. The State Department, who puts out advisories on don't go to Israel this month, don't go to South Africa, it's too dangerous, don't go to Sudan. There's been a travel advisory for a full year on South Texas. Laredo is dying because no one is down there engaged in terrorism. Literally, it's on local news, because over 100 people have been killed by drug gangs that our government is basically turning a blind eye to. Five U.S. cops in the last month, 18 Mexican cops in the last month on the Texas border. So that's going on, but we have 2,000 less Border Patrol now than we had on 9/11. This war on terror is a fraud.
By the way, they just announced yesterday that in St. Louis, my hometown, that they are going to reduce screeners at Lambert Field by gosh, hundreds of people. I think it's going to be a national thing by thousands. Screeners at airports.
Well, they're taking those, when it was formerly called the TSA last year, and taking them and training local police. They're talking about checkpoints at malls, checkpoints at all the major bus stops. Our whole economy is shifting over into this police state. And incidentally, with the London bombings, they've been on high alert for 3.5 years. 1 month before the bombings, they went off alert. Isn't that interesting, George?
To the phones we go. Let's go. First time caller line, where are you calling?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Where might you be?
Hi, Santa Cruz, California.
All right, go ahead. It's all yours.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I share your vision, and I've told my mom and my daughter about it, but nobody believes me. And I kind of feel like I'm the 100th monkey, you know? Like if I'm 60 and I tell my daughter, you know, my daughter and her husband, and they have two kids, they're so busy, you know, with their kids going to school and with life, that they don't hear your show, and it's not on TV. And every time I tell them, my son-in-law says, well, how come it's not on the news? You know, how come it's not on Channel 11?
Well, let me just, ma'am, tell your son-in-law and your daughter this. You know, it's not even so much a conspiracy. You got 20 minutes of news time on the nightly news.
Right.
And 10,000 stories.
Right.
You've got to tell your son-in-law and your daughter, I mean, if you go to Coast to Coast AM, they have a news selection there at the bottom. That's all pretty much mainstream news, but it's incredible stuff. It's like this report of secret cloning meetings going on in South Korea with top scientists. I mean, you know, chimeras, cross-species abominations, that's all real. Just because they don't see it on the nightly news, you know, most Americans I talk to don't know the dollar's plunged in value.
Right.
They don't know that they just passed CAFTA. They don't know that the free trade area of the Americas is coming up, that is the American Union. You need to, but understand this, it's like planting a seed. So many times I've told people what's happening. They didn't listen to me. But then 6 months, a year, 3 years later, they have a life-changing event, and more of those events are happening. And so just because they're not listening now doesn't mean they won't be listening 6 months down the road. And listen, salesmen will tell you this. The hardest people to sell are your family. They've got preconceived notions. Don't spend all your time on family. Talk to your neighbors. Call into talk shows. You know, start your own website. Go get involved in local community groups that are, you know, pick an issue you believe in. Number one, you can't do everything. But because you do care and you want to do something, you've already taken more than the first step. So I salute you. And hey, keep telling them about, George Norrie and Coast to Coast AM. I mean, if you're out in California, it's on at 10 o'clock at night. No excuse to miss it. Tell them when they're going to the store to buy some milk, you know, some night at 10 o'clock, or tell them tune in at 10 o'clock and tell them to listen to George Norrie when he's got some of these political guests on.
Well, I'm going to get your tape, and I think that'll help, too.
Oh, you know, listen.
It'll help me.
Listen.
Or your movie, or the movie that you said to call in and buy.
Yes, and also, you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and buy it via the secure shopping cart or call the number. But half of Martial Law, an hour and 30 minutes of it, is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for free. You can burn an hour and a half's a major film. Half of my last film, American Dictators, is up there for free. You don't even have to buy it. You can burn copies of it and give it to them that way. Though it's not obviously the best quality, it's better to buy the DVD or the VHS.
Okay, great. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Next up, let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You are on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Thought criminals. I just wanted to bring up the issue of the concentration camps that have been built here in America. And just wanted to, Alex, get your reaction on where that's going and see if they, set off a nuke in America, how they could re-engineer society, possibly put us in camps, possibly inoculate us with their poison garbage. Just wanted to get your reaction on that. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I've heard George cover it. So again, I keep just kind of re-echoing what he said, because it's part of the record. It's called the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They tried to pass it 3 years ago. They couldn't. And it was openly forced inoculation, putting us in emergency centers. And so they just passed it in Homeland Security. So the martial law provisions are there. Then even Newsmax found the purchase order for 3 1-million man camps. But understand, they're not going to have on the front gate concentration camp. In England, they're called rest and relocation centers. And it's called the Civil Contingencies Law. Here, it's called continuity of government. And yes, there have been, number one, we have the most imprisoned population in the world. And contrary to popular belief, there are empty or near empty prisons everywhere. And the federal government has been building them all over the place. And they have, and they've been training riot police, and they've got microwave guns mounted on Humvees in major cities. They've got sound cannons ready in all the major cities. The Sunshine Project got two federal documents a year ago that in every major city there are hangars with knockout gas mounted on helicopters right now to knock out entire cities. Now, why would they do that? Why are they gearing up for this?
Good question. East of the Rockies, you're up with Alex Jones. Hi there.
How you doing, guys? Great show. This is Rich from Cincinnati.
Hey, Rich.
I've got a couple questions, if you don't mind. The first was you were talking about them. It's the New World Order that was going to set off a nuke that would probably be in the Midwest. And I'm wondering if you thought that, they wouldn't want to do too much damage to the country, that they would stick to something where the winds will be blowing towards the east, like Detroit or Cincinnati, seems up. I'm here in Cincinnati.
Well, I know that CFR member Gary Hart, 2 days after 9/11, and I have this clip of him saying this in Road to Tyranny, said openly that we need to use this disaster to create a new world order. And then he said about 2 years later, and I have that clip in Masters of Terror, he said that Dallas, Denver, and Cleveland would be attacked by bioweapons. I don't know how he could say that. It hasn't happened, thank God. But he said that, and we know he's on the CFR Anti-Terror Commission, who are major planners of just much of how our society works. I mean, the CFR writes a plan for the Pan-American Union. It is adopted 3 months later to the letter. I mean, these guys are the bosses. And I know that he and others and the CIA has said as well that anywhere as far south as Houston up to Minneapolis, St. Paul, that's the chatter. Al-Qaeda plans to hit the Midwest. Well, I agree with George. I mean, I've really thought about this deeply, and that's why the hair on the back of my neck stood up, because I've never heard him say that, and I've never really talked about it, so I guess we're on the same page, psychologically, with our studying this. Then it's going to be some 100,000, 50,000, 200,000 groups sitting in the middle of nowhere. If that happens, it's the New World Order.
And you think it's going to be somewhere where the fallout's not going to do much damage, I would assume.
I don't know about fallout. I mean, our government detonated hundreds of nuclear, hydrogen, and atomic weapons above ground already.
Right.
In fact, the federal government 2 weeks ago, New Scientist published it, came out with a major study by the government that 11,000 Americans have died just from the atomic test, from the fallout that happened later. So, again, that's the New Scientist. So I don't think they're too worried about fallout. Fallout isn't as, it's really bad, but if you take potassium iodate and take precautions, you'll probably end up, if you get really bad fallout contamination, you'll probably end up dying of cancer 20 years later. And the right. Globalists don't care. I mean, look, they've used
As long as they're in their bunkers, they're okay.
Exactly. As long as they're in the bunkers, when the dust cloud passes, they're going to be fine.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. We'll take a few more before the break and then have some more with Alex Jones. Next up, let's go to West of the Rockies. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Would that be me?
Yes, sir.
God bless the two of you. I really appreciate how far you've stuck your necks out to give us a shot at beating this thing. But, like Alex was talking about, it's not so much the weapon system that they're going to use. It's the aftermath, how they're going to stampede us around and have us begging for help. Just last, 2 weeks ago, they mentioned on C-SPAN that they're going to be closing another 197 bases. And, you know, who's going to answer the call? Who's going to come in here and rescue our ass, you know, when we are begging for help?
Sir, I mean, I could do a whole show with George sometime about foreign troops. I mean, I didn't want to believe this 5 years ago. It's true. I mean, I have them on TV. I have the head UN general. I have U.S. generals. I have their own Pentagon contingency white papers. They say if we're attacked with biological or radiological, they are going to bring foreign assets in. 3 years ago, the deals were signed to bring Czech Republic, British, Dutch, Mexican, and Canadian, and already 24% of our troops on the ground in Iraq were illegal alien Mexicans or Latin Americans who were instantly legalized. Already, we have a foreign mercenary army. So it's here.
Thanks for your call. Next up, Wildcard Line, you're on with Alex Jones. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
This is Rich calling from Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
Sure, Rich. Go ahead.
I had a question and a comment about the Internet and how the controls are now being put into place with the Internet. I noticed that AOL, the last 10 years of posting on the message boards, they've been clamping down on messages. I have links to messages going back 5-6 years that are completely not having to do with political things. And when the ones that we write, me and a group of friends on, like if we go and explain stuff that's going on, like what Alex is talking about and what you talk about on your show, they get instantly deleted by AOL. And when you click on the links, it says, this post is no longer available.
Oh, yeah. It's a changing.
Well, sir, you're right. And now they're talking about an Internet tax, a global tax. They're talking about, quote, regulating hate. But who says what hate is? Already in Europe, they're arresting people for criticizing the EU.
Right.
So we've all got to defend the First Amendment, and we've got to support media venues and Internet sites that do support free speech, like Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. And I say that because, folks, if you only – I mean, I've really – believe me, it is such a rarity to have one of the marquee, biggest shows in the world literally, folks, Bill O'Reilly has like 2.5 million viewers a night. George Norrie has tens of millions of listeners. This is so important that we have George Norrie and that we have him up here telling the truth and letting guests come on and bring forward their views. This is a real free speech venue like C-SPAN, though C-SPAN's much smaller, with its morning show, Washington Journal.
George, you belong in primetime.
Primetime players, right?
Right.
George is here at primetime in a lot of cities. I mean, I can hear him primetime here in Central Texas.
Not in New Jersey. We have to listen in the middle of the night, and nobody talks about it the next day because they didn't listen the night before.
Well, I hate to lobby, but I'm going to do it. You need to call those stations and tell them put George Norrie on during the day.
You mentioned Prescott Bush earlier. All my posts about Prescott Bush were deleted by AOL, and all my Kitty Kelly posts when her books came out this past election season when she was harassed on the Today Show by Matt Lauer. Those comments and message board posts are come up, you know, this post is no longer available.
Well, sir, what you can do is like, I mean, I hate to put the plug in here, but go download my video, Martial Law, for free. We got half of it up there. Give it to people. Email the link to folks. Let's just circumvent any media or any groups that, and believe me, I know about that stuff happening. Anytime this happens, we need to resist it. I mean, they have these filters now that are supposed to filter out porn and hate and gambling, but they're filtering out my websites. We've caught different groups countless times doing that. But you know what? The more they try to keep you from hearing something, the more they try to keep you away from something, the more people want it. So, you know what? Good. Let them try to restrict us. It's only going to make people beat down the doors to get it.
I love this quote from Space Prophet from the Fantastic Forum. He hits it right on the head. Paranoia is just knowing all the facts. William S. Burroughs. I love that. Back in a moment. A very important situation happening in space right now. We're going to take a few moments before we go back to Alex Jones and the rest of your calls with our science advisor, Richard C. Hoagland from the EnterpriseMission.com, who's been monitoring the situation all day long. Richard, what's the latest?
Well, they're about to go out. They're depressurizing the airlock even as I speak, and they're running about a half an hour late for the spacewalk, which doesn't really matter because there are no real time constraints. They have plenty of oxygen and water. It's going to be about a 7-hour walk. The key part, of course, is to go out on the arm of the station to move under the huge underbelly of the shuttle where the tiles are and to snip off or pull out two of these so-called gap fillers and not touch or damage any of the other tiles while they're doing that.
Are they going to replace those fillers or just
no.
leave it? Okay.
No, we actually saw some tape this afternoon of them doing this simulated in a set of rooms, experimental labs at NASA. And these things are in there so tight that if they can't pull them out, they're going to cut them off with a kind of a little hacksaw. And they demonstrated how they're going to do that so they don't damage the tile. If they do pull them out, the one is in a location where there's a tile beneath it so that the gases won't reach down to the airframe. And in the other location on the aft of the shuttle, they claim they can take gases on the airframe this one time coming in without a problem. So that's what they're doing.
They woke up the astronauts today to a theme from Star Trek.
This is bizarre. On my blog yesterday, from my inside NASA source, I published some extremely important information about some hidden agendas in NASA regarding the shuttle mission, the shuttle program, the problems we're seeing, really serious stuff, very heavy stuff, and I won't go into it now. Just go to enterprisemission.com, click on the blog link, and go and read it. And you and I obviously will talk about it later. I run the Enterprise mission, right?
Yes, you do.
In my blog, I mentioned specifically one high NASA official, Wayne Hale, who was the deputy shuttle program manager.
You like him.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys, by the way, who tried to get the shuttle photographed with the recon satellites, Columbia.
Right.
And it was turned down by his boss. That's why he was promoted, because he's a good guy who, as an engineer, tried to save the Columbia guys' lives and lost.
Okay.
Anyway, so he really is watching, apparently, a lot of things. Apparently, he sent this wake-up music to the crew, which was the theme from Enterprise, the last of the, series, just canceled. From, that particular theme, that music, dedicated to the crew from Wayne Hale, deputy program manager of the shuttle program. I called my source, and he confirmed to me that this was a clear message to all of NASA, to the crew, and to us, that what we're writing, the story we're tracking, what we're revealing about NASA, I mean, Alex, you talk about conspiracies, have I got a Lulu for you, is in fact absolutely true. It's a keep going. It's a message to everyone who's paying attention, and I frankly think it's phenomenal that this is going on. And if anybody doubts what I'm saying, just go and replay from the tapes. They're going to have the tape when they do the daily flight day summaries tomorrow morning. So you'll be able to hear the Star Trek music, and you'll hear the dedication from Wayne Hale, and go and connect it to what we're writing about, because there is a 100% connection.
Okay, let's keep our fingers crossed, Richard, that this is a successful endeavor here.
Absolutely, and have we got a lot to talk about on Sunday.
Okay, that's right. Full show with you.
Yep.
Okay, Richard, thank you.
Take care.
Richard C. Hoagland monitoring the goings-on with the Shuttle Discovery. Let's hope everything works out. Alex Jones and the rest of your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Alex, let's get right to calls. We had to take a few minutes away for that update on the shuttle, okay?
Oh, that's important. Yeah, that's riveting.
First-time caller line. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Oh, hi. It's Jackie in L.A.
Hey, Jackie.
Speaking of, I have a comment and a question.
Sure.
Speaking of the Internet, I emailed you something about Dell computers. Their new ones now have surveillance cables under all of their new Dell computers. And also, I heard that Bush Sr. was one of the original people in Texas who privatized prisons with some man named Hedgenbacher or something.
Yes, the Bushes are huge investors in private prison companies, and of the three biggest, they're big investors and part owners in two of them. So meanwhile, George Bush Sr. was expanding the war on drugs to put all our children in jail if they make a mistake. They were busy investing in prisons. And so this is more
of this conflict of interest. And, you know, Democrats do the same stuff, but, I mean, just look at it. They're all invested in Carlyle Group and war stocks, and they get richer during wars. They're also invested in the prisons, and so they're big law and order types.
Yeah, and also, speaking of lies in Washington, the new rumor out is that Judith Miller's source was John Bolton to out Valerie Plame, you know, the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great security we have coming from the White House.
Well, there are multiple leakers, and they should all get in very serious trouble for this.
But they're never held accountable. No one challenges them.
Well,
we have no way to do it.
Interesting you bring that up, Jackie, because when we started the program, Alex, I was talking to you about this email that's been going on around the country, sent out by some people. There's a guy's website. I'm not going to mention it.
I was about to say, I totally agree with you. I don't buy for a minute that there's been – I mean, I've been hearing this for 3 weeks – that Rove and all these people have been indicted. It is poppycock.
Yes, that's what I thought, too. Let's go to West of the Rockies. Welcome to the program. You're on the air. Hi there.
Good evening, George. What a pleasure and honor to talk to you and your guest tonight.
Well, that's very kind of you. Hi, Bill.
And I'm in the Southern California high desert.
Oh, excellent. Go ahead.
And, George, I just got to say up front, I love your show. I listen to you as often as I can. It's great when you bring us all the fun information, but this show tonight and the similar ones, I have to commend you and Mr. Jones for your bravery. I'm surprised sometimes some sneak little government authority doesn't pull your plug.
Well, listen, we have a lot of allies. We have more. Listen, most people in government are good, as George keeps saying. It's true.
Yes.
Most of them love America. A few years ago, they didn't believe me. Now they've seen the evidence. We're getting more allies by the second. I'm telling you, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. We've got to stop being afraid, stop acting like we're the minority. We are a growing majority. The problem is we're a cowed majority. So many people out there listening feel like they're alone, and then so many other people know the truth but are afraid to tell you what they really think.
Well, I myself, having been a public servant, have been forced into a couple of government cover-ups that I didn't really want to participate in, but I was forced to keep my mouth shut. And yes, I know they're out there, and they have. I agree totally about the thing with, if the nukes go off, it'll be someplace small and someplace fairly insignificant, and it will be the beginning of the end to the United States as we have known it. And
well, listen, they've got their forces lined up and ready. They are ready to pounce, to stampede us, as one caller said. So it's going to be instant. I mean, as George said, you think our lives have changed after 9/11. I mean, this is going to be big and bad. And listen, even if they detonate nukes or at least smallpox, it's all you good folks out there. I'm going to say it again. Giving up your freedoms isn't going to make you and your family safe. You have got to stand firm for the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's what makes America America. You know, they say the terrorists attacked us because they're jealous of our liberties and hate our freedom. Why then is our government taking our freedoms and liberty? I thought the terrorists wanted to do that. Well, then who are the terrorists?
Yeah, who are the terrorists? Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, this is Linda calling from Houston, Texas.
Hello, Linda, on your speakerphone?
Well, actually, I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, are you? Okay, go ahead.
But speaking of taking away our liberties, Alex may know, but in Texas, they just passed a law that you can no longer buy Sudafed, which is one of the most popular.
Yeah, when you go to buy it, I went and bought some a few months ago with allergies. I had to show my ID, but listen, the good news is, did you know we narrowly defeated a bill that starting next year, all inspection stickers would have a transponder in them, and they were going to start taxing us to use the roads next year? But we also defeated the new freedom initiative that the feds passed. They tried to get the state of Texas to pass the accompanying laws and take the money for forced psychological testing and drugging. Texas defeated it, and 20-plus other states just defeated it, as well as the transponders. So the feds write these laws, but the states are rejecting it. But look out, 20-something other states now have these laws pending. So you're right about that law, but other good stuff is happening.
And one other thing I thought you might want to comment on is we have had two blasts at the BP refinery down here in Texas City. The first one killed 33 people.
Yep.
And there's a second blast.
You just had that a couple days.
For a big blow at the refineries?
Well, I mean, I've grown up in Texas my whole life. I've had family that work in those refineries, and refineries do blow up. Pipelines do blow up, but there have been over 100 terrorist attacks in the last 3.5 years that were real and that were covered up. And some of them I've confirmed were in Houston. Good security guards actually witness it, try to warn the police. They get arrested, and then there's a bombing right where they said there'd be one. And this is in the back of the paper. And the reason this is happening is elements in the government don't want to scare the people too much yet, and at the very same time, they're using that to covertly tell police and military that there have been these attacks, and that's why we've got to set up this police state. So there have been real attacks. I don't know about the last two at BP, but there have been attacks in Houston against refineries, and we never find out who did it.
Wildcard line, you're up with Alex Jones. Hi there.
I think we just got to stand up and say if any attack like that occurs, we got to point at the responsible parties, the military-industrial complex, the Wall Street, the CIA, the White House, and that's the only way in advance to warn them that they're going to have a lot more to lose. And I wanted to talk to the first caller who was talking about, these people say it's not on the nightly news, and therefore it must not be true. And I think that's the real problem here is the corporate media and people's accepting it as mother's milk or their good friend when it's really a rattlesnake. And I'm thinking of something I saw on 911truth.org about, a number of things. For instance, Mark Lane, speaking of the Kennedy assassination, he was probably the main researcher into CIA involvement into the Kennedy assassination because Kennedy was going to get out of Vietnam, normalize relations with Cuba.
Well, he already had the troops coming home.
Yeah, right. But he wondered why he got so much favorable attention on talk shows and from the people for his research. But whenever the media talked about him, they bashed him. He got his Freedom of Information Act file from the CIA and found out that the CIA had ordered all of its agents throughout all of the media to bash him, do hit pieces on him, even gave him the talking points, saying he was in it for the money, personal attacks.
Well, let me just say this. I have had 11 major marquee print publications attack me savagely, and I'm not going to list names and give them attention, in the last year. And it's the same talking points, the same statements. And you're right. Operation Mockingbird was declassified in 77. Thousands of people in prominent media, mainly print, because print is then what we all regurgitate and repeat, putting out false info and attacking good people that tell the truth. And I find it interesting that some of the talk show hosts out there that have been attacked I've also been attacked by the same people. And we've got to learn to recognize that. They're very afraid of the free flow of information. And look, tell folks to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We have the most extensive 9/11 dossiers you can imagine. We have multiple examples of government-sponsored terrorism. In just 60 seconds, George, a government-sponsored terror event where it was our government officially sanctioning it was admitted in the last few years. I heard an interview with Kermit Roosevelt, the grandson of the president, who was one of the CIA bosses, and he was bragging on NPR, of all places, last year, and I went and got all the documents on it. I'd read it before, but I couldn't believe it, where he admitted that our own CIA in 53 overthrew the pro-America, anti-communist Mossadegh in Iran, which gives us all the problems we have today. Man of the year in 52, they overthrew him the next year because he wouldn't give all of his oil to BP. Funny you mentioned British Petroleum. And how did they do it? They hired Kermit Roosevelt and 8 other CIA agents, along with British intel, with a suitcase full of gold and dollars, hired over 1,000 thugs to burn mosques, to shoot people, and to hand out handbills saying, up with Mossadegh, up with communism. And the reason this is so important is, 50 years later, this guy goes on the radio. It was an interview he'd done in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
and just admits it. I mean, they just, he was proud of it. Oh, isn't this funny how nine of us brought down a whole country by carrying out terror and blaming it on Mossadegh? And then we got the Shah, and then we got Ayatollah Khomeini, and now look what we have today, and that was caused by greed of the oil companies. Mossadegh was a good person.
And they're doing it with our money.
Yeah, and then it endangers our children. I mean, I'm angry about this.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Alex. They aren't going to stop until the people within wake up. And if anybody gets the message, it's not just to all of our listeners. It's to some of those people who know what's going on from within these rogue organizations. And they're the ones at the right time who are going to become the whistleblowers who go on my program and your program. And they start to say, we know this is happening and we're going to put a stop to it. And that's the way we're going
to
win.
Well, George, I have to say this. I mean, I listen to many talk shows. I've been on over 2,000 in the last 4 years. But I've got to say it, you are a national treasure. The direction you've taken the broadcast, the stances you take, the bold courage, the controversial guest, the debates you have, it's the best talk radio I've ever heard, and I've learned so much from you. And I'm a little hyper when I get on, because this is one of the few things that actually gets me nervous. Bobby's threatening to arrest me in London, doesn't, but coming on your broadcast does. And I really want to thank you for having me on. And that lady mentioned earlier, Getting Martial Law, my new film, it is such a good solution. Buy a copy, folks. Make copies or download part of it for free on the site. Give it to people. Go to InfoWars.com, get Martial Law, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And, George, I'm just humbled and honored for you to share the microphone with me. And to have me on the broadcast with you from time to time, it is always a real pleasure.
Keep it up, Alex. Stay strong and watch your back, my friend.
Well, I will, sir. And again, God bless you.
All right. That's Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Tomorrow on Coast to Coast, we're going to, of course, one of the benefits and the luxuries of this program is you get serious, you get tough, you cry, you get psychic. And tomorrow we're going to talk about rock and roll and extraterrestrial connections, believe it or not. And you know what? And that's part of the fun of this. As serious, as tremendously serious as this topic is tonight, if you stay at it day in and day out, we're all going to go crazy. And that's why you need a little relief. You need a little entertainment. You need a little fun. And I think that's one of the luxuries of Coast to Coast, that most of the time you can just sit back and enjoy the ride, and the rest of the time we're going to give you the information that you're going to need in order to battle what's ahead. And it is a battle indeed. For Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Ian Punnett, who does Saturdays now, Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. I'll see you in our next Coast to Coast show. Until then, be safe, everyone.